realize it. The time has just come. Don't feel no way. And don't feel like this 1914 business can work forever. In Ethiopia, where I originated, where culture originated, herb is a part of my culture. Smoking herb is a sacrament, not a sacrilege. Not smoking herb is violating my own constitutional rights. To be humiliated, aggravated, and brutalized for the smoke of herb is totally degrading in this 20th century. And I, you see, standing here, have all right to talk. And you know why I can talk? Because I suffered the tribulation and accusation for the smoke of herb. But the sun shall not smite I by day, nor the moon by night, nor the pestilence that lurks in dark places, nor destruction that wasteth at noonday. My delight is in the laws of Jah, who created Zion and earth. Years we've been living this illusion of Jesus die and go to heaven. That don't exist. Places in Africa, if you tell people about dead, they laugh at you. Only in the Western Hemisphere people commit suicide and genocide and homicide and all kind of side. I don't know who for side no left. And if you continue this same way, like you forget, say, Jah who make the sun shine still live. Men come telling that them crucify him and them keep on humiliating the truth. But this time the truth shall swim like waters cover the sea. And only righteousness can exalt a nation. And don't care what you people say, lawmakers are what you want to say. You all better respect the Creator who is Jah. And not only to respect him, but to respect the followers of him. I know there are many imposters. Look like I, favor I, walk like I, talk like I. Him read Bible 24 hours a day, and him quote pure scripture. But learn, say, he is the agent of Lucifer. Wolves in sheep clothing. Beware of thyself. These things cause I dignity and integrity to be abused by men. And make I and I look like criminal in the presence of men. And if I should begin to read all the respects that I get in the United States of America. For example, in New York City. I would not be humiliated for a spliff, no way, by no police. And that for one blood clot reason why I would stay into New York City more time, because I have the privilege to smoke herb with respect. I want to learn this. It is I and the Rasta man who has been humiliated for the use of herb for all these ages. Once upon a time when I first came to this planet Earth, I was told and taught and brainwashed that herb, otherwise known as ganja, is the most dangerous drugs and poison. And I was taught to be afraid of it. And it's a good thing I am in permanent link with Jah. Who I say, Jah, I don't take influences from men. It is thy duty to show I what is right and what is wrong. Oh, I'm stopping a bomber clad nice. And don't take this thing here for joke. And go on like another pan cook. Or no, just don't eat a whole piece of pork. Nobody let me on that. Cause you know what's happening? The sheep, all sheep of the fold, have scattered themselves. And everyone is suffering from this great thing called ego. Everybody is busy involving himself. The respect of humanity has been lost. See? No man respects his fellow man again. Every man loves a pocket of a big bungla money in a back pocket. Yes. Every man loves material things more than his brother. But learn this. You see, if you don't learn to be your brother's keeper, tell them, my brother, the hardest bumper clot way to, and it's no joke business. When I talk, you know, men are being offended. See, but as I tell you, I have the permanent link with Jah, the man who make that sunball shine. These things don't happen in 400 years. Sunrise with I on stage. I don't want to take it for a lighting. Long time I don't perform here. And here am I performing on stage approximately 7 o'clock in the morning, sunrise, to greet I. And not only I, but sunrise to greet everyone who have the heart to stay till this morning, standing on your feet from last night. What else in the world could have created an incident like this one? Only reggae music. The music that is not respected in its own country. And I don't want to go on like it's a joke business. When I talk, heart shook up and curl up. Because you all support the bullshit. And want it to look like reggae music is an insignificant music. A music that has no relevance. It's just a music of a cult. This is no music of no cult. See? This is a music of anciency. 185 billion years and more from whence I come at. I did not come the other day. I reincarnated billions of times. And I am still here representing what is to be represented in the right nature and admonition. Don't feel no way. Well, from this moment on, as this commemoration is taking place on behalf of the dead, Bob Marley, which we do appreciate his work, which he had performed upon earth, but now that his time has ended, there is time for the living to know what to do. The dead has played his part. Amen, so let it be. May his soul rest in peace, so they say. This commemoration is a commemoration of Bob Marley, who only used to represent reggae music. And I want you to learn that reggae music, that's what Bob Marley stands for in the world and Jamaica. and that what his name was exalted for, reggae music. Well, if this building here or this place here is in commemoration, we want to begin to hear reggae music on the radio 24 hours a day. I tired of funky. And I don't want it to be hypocritically looked over and pretend as if, okay, we are taking care of the business. And as I turn my back, I'm going to say, Chuck. No bother with that. We want to hear no reggae music from Jamaica radio. Because when I go to America or a Sadka or wait to a name, me don't hear reggae music once a month. And from my radio station, me listening to the American chart. What kind of bumbleclad thing that? I am tired of that. Reggae music must be respected. Are we the singers and players of reggae music? Who brought this momentum to Jamaica? No, because if it wasn't for reggae music, all these people would not be standing here. And that must be respected. If it wasn't for reggae music, Mr. Feline and his company would not make all these millions of dollars going back to America. So I don't want to take this thing for a joke business. We want to hear reggae music. All of us who make reggae music stand accused, abused, and condemned and disrespected. See? And the next thing again too. You see, if I drive on the road as a highly dignified, honorary, respected citizen of this country, irrespective of my external appearance, every time I drive 10 yards, Babylon stop you. Boy, come on, boy, come on, come on, come on, come on. Them kind of business, they are tired of. A guy in this 21st century going to tell you, saying, well, lock you up your spliff. I walk the streets of America and the police dare not tell me that because he knows he's violating my constitutional rights. And I don't want them to believe that I don't hear, don't know that we have a constitutional right. Not only a constitutional right that was written by men, but a divine right that was laid down by the hands of the Almighty, Jah Rastafari, and it must be respected. Learn that. Once upon a time, it was about half dozen Rasta in Jamaica. And they have to hide. Better stay in the hills and don't show up in face. What you doing here, boy? Right now is more than 144,000 saints of the Most High sealed. Can you imagine that after all these humiliations and aggravations, I've been condemned to hell, and here am I still standing in the name of Jah. Most people don't want to hear I talk because lightning will gash out of the heavens and I jump out of my shoes. No sin. But I love to talk, even though I am music. You hear how my music sound? Many of you underestimated the qualities and potential of my music and also underestimated my ability. Don't play no hypocrite, I know that bumbleclap. But I am not here to exalt myself. I am here to exalt the name of Jah Rastafari. And the music that Jah has given to I, that shall take cover the whole world. The whole world shall be covered with reggae music. And anywhere I play reggae music like you hear it now, it creates a thing called reggae myelitis. Everybody have it. From your tour, I'll be going into it, but Cool Runnings, because I know you have reggae myelitis. I don't want to talk too long because, boy, right now I have reggae myelitis in my toe. So clap them there, sir.
Hello, this is the guy here, Nassau, Amsterdam.
Yo, then.
Dit is Radio Razo Amsterdam.
she's so the way now. For me, she's so the way now. For me, she's so the, for me, she's so the, for me, she's so the way now. Je hoorde net zo, je hoorde net zo. En dat was dat ik niet hoorde, wie weet hoe ze tijd. Want dan zullen we daar broeien. Afstand bediende.
Damas, okay. Ah, yeah, we're so desumana. Pichiwana.
Deba, se te niña choro, no me